It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability, the rugged Toyota Tacoma, and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday, about 5 o'clock, and I think it was his pastor, but a man by the name of Jeffrey Kalnus was going to be interred. And there was going to be a service at the Howell Lussie Funeral Home in West Pittston. Kelly Groves was the reverend from First United Methodist Church in West Pittston. And they said, this man has nobody. They let Rob O'Donnell know on his afternoon show. And Rob start reaching out to people in the Navy and veterans and all this kind of thing. And he start talking about it. And he passed it on to Crockett over at Froggy, which is the studio next door to mine. And the place ended up packed for this man who had nobody, Jeffrey Kalnus, but who served this country with honor. And honor to the point where, and I don't know what service or anything, but honor to the point where he's going to be interred at Indian Town Gap, which is hallowed ground as far as veterans go. It's just short in my way, but it's Pennsylvania's version of Arlington National Cemetery. So Jeffrey Kalnus had his service. Well, one of the people he reached out to, well, one of the groups was Congressman Rob Bresnahan's office. So he reached out to, could a staff member maybe show up or just be there? Well, guess what? Our congressman and his wife, Chelsea, showed up. And they were at the entire service. And I got in touch with Rob Bresnahan this morning. I said, you've got to come on because you've got to talk about this. He does not want to self-aggrandize. He wasn't there for publicity. He wanted to honor this veteran who had no one. And to have a congressman show up at your funeral, your services, is beyond an honor. And I just wanted to acknowledge him for that.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of the Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Congressman Rob Bresnahan. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Bob, good morning. And you know what? I think you summed it up perfectly. To see within a matter of 6 hours a veteran, Jeffrey Colmes, which we have been able to learn, he was a seaman apprentice and he was originally from New Jersey. And for the past 4 or 5 years, he was living at the White's personal care home in Bear Creek. And Pastor Kelly Groves put out a post on Facebook where Chelsea and I had both had been tagged, and our WILK's own Rob O'Donnell had, you know, reached out and said, hey, is it possible that you can send some staff to participate tonight and show support? I said, well, Rob, they're all with me, but we can be there. We were in Monroe County all throughout the day yesterday, and I think it goes and speaks volumes to the character of what Northeastern Pennsylvania is about, how we salute our veterans, we stand for our veterans, we appreciate what they have given to our country. And to go from just the people from the White's funeral home to having standing room only inside, we didn't go because of wanting recognition. We wanted to go and support someone who fought for this country, a Navy veteran. And you know what? That's what Northeastern Pennsylvania is about. It could be 6 degrees outside. There could be a foot and a half of snow. And we show up. We care. And we appreciate what they gave for our country. And to be able to see this veteran off in his time of need was just something really special to be a part of. We didn't want to be a part of the program. We just wanted to be there with the community. And I'm just happy that we were home this week and we were able to participate.
Well, that was beyond touching. And by the way, it's just one of those things I guess you get to do as a congressman representing this area. It's one of the things you get to do that is not political, but that is absolutely the most important thing you could have been doing that time. And you've got so many demands. And by the way, you got to have your own life too. But you put it aside, yourself and Chelsea, and went to this veteran's service. Someone you didn't know.
Well, I'm very blessed. Yeah. I'm very blessed. I have a partner that was also willing to put her life essentially on hold, because this isn't a job, Bob. This is a life. I mean, today we will do another 14 hours all throughout the district because we are home for just such a finite period of time that, you know, we did 351 visits, meetings last year, and we were in D.C. for over 170 days last year because this is our home. And it's really doesn't need to be overcomplicated to just do the right thing. And we were around, we were able to get back in time. And you know what? This is service above self. This is not about what Chelsea and I or our team could have been doing. We were in a position to be there. And you know what? I never wanted to be recognized for attending this. We just wanted to stand with our community and a veteran who served our country. And I think that's what Northeastern Pennsylvania just emulates. We care. We work hard. And we're there to support our community when it's needed.
Yogi Berra said famously words to this effect. He said, well, you got to go to their funerals. Otherwise, they won't come to yours. but Rob Bresnahan, so much going on in D.C. You guys, the House, with a lot of leadership from you, and we talked about this last week, has passed appropriation bills for the first time in 30 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, we just spoke earlier. Man, time flies when you're having fun here, but we just talked about this monumental undertaking and passing 12 full appropriation bills. And certainly what happened in Minnesota was not on the forecast of what we were going to be anticipating. But there are major wins for Northeastern Pennsylvania. And you know what? I think the Senate, the first plan is they are having their first procedural vote today. with the full Senate vote on Friday, with the anticipation of us returning back to Washington Monday to get back to work. But obviously not knowing exactly what the Senate will do. I've learned at this point, after now being in Congress for a year, to never forecast or anticipate what the Senate is going to do or not do. But we'll be ready to, you know, roll back up our sleeves and get back into the trenches and get something done.
Well, you have this asinine Democrat party in the Senate and Democrat leadership. And by the way, exclusive of John Fetterman, the only sensible person in the entire Democrat caucus of the Senate, that is going to try to torpedo the government and shut it down again, because they don't want ICE funded.
Well, if you remember the last government shutdown, remember the whole narrative by Democrats was Republicans control the House, Republicans control the Senate, Republicans control the presidency. This is a Republican shutdown. Now, all of a sudden, the Democrats are going to shut down the government. So what changed? And secondly, for our Senator John Fetterman, I empathize, because the same usual paid protesters that are outside of our offices have gravitated over to yes. Senator Fetterman's offices, yes. because what else would anybody be doing at 11 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon? So that is what the current landscape looks like. It sounds like he has indicated that he plans on supporting for the final passage of the four-bill minibus that we had passed through the House. And, you know, we could have different conversations about legislative priorities and where the future of ICE should be. Should body cameras be implemented? There's about $20 million in there just for the deployment of body cams. But these are all things that we can be doing through the legislative process. And by some estimates, it's close to 80% of federal employees, again, will go without being paid. But it'll go without almost a 4% raise for our troops. The FAA, the DOT, everything that we were speaking about during the last government shutdown, you just can't hold the American people hostage.
You don't run across Chuck Schumer, do you, in your travels down there?
I've seen him in person once, and he was scurrying through in his motorcade to go join an angry mob that was very upset about something in front of the Capitol.
Well, they've always said the most dangerous place to be is between Chuck Schumer and a camera.
I bet he's got about a 9-foot vertical if there's something obstructing his path.
Well, Rob Bresnahan, thank you so much. You're our congressman. We love you. And this was a touching tribute to Jeffrey Colness, really the veteran who had no one when he passed away, but had a congressman, his wife, and veterans, and a crowd at his services last night. And thank you so much for being part of that.
Well, it was truly an honor to be there. And there are so many other veterans that have found themselves in similar situations. So huge kudos to the pastor for putting out the post, and Northeastern Pennsylvania, thanks for caring about those who served us.
Amen. Rob Bresnahan, our congressman.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra, built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.